The art around the doctor's office can actually calm and heal patients. Dr. Brooke Allen is a neurologist at Roaring Fork Neurology. She recently commissioned local artist Aaron Rigney to create a series of works for her office. David Klein visits Roaring Fork Neurology at least once a week for an infusion to treat his multiple sclerosis. As he sits in the waiting room at the beginning of what will be several hours in the clinic, he sees a huge painting on the wall in front of him, dark blue splashed on a stark white background, like a stormy ocean underneath white clouds.
It's comforting. It's open. Relaxing.
This is part of the Brainwave series that Aaron Rigney created for Dr. Brooke Allen.
It just kind of mimics the neural connections that we actually see on paper when we record brain activity, which is so beautiful.
Rigney says that this piece is meant to acknowledge how someone might feel at the moment they walk through these doors.
It was this idea of this unsettling feeling. And so the idea was, as it flowed into the space and into, you know, seeing the doctors, that it's this very calming sense of being held.
Rigney herself knows that feeling. Before she worked with Allen on Brainwaves, she was a patient.
I remember just being really overwhelmed and kind of scared, and I had little kids and I didn't know what was going on in my brain. And so with this
piece, when Allen moved into a new office, she knew she wanted the environment to be calm, not sterile. She reached out to Rigney to ask if she would make the artwork.
Creating that space as someone walks in, whether they're dealing with a chronic disease they've known about for a long time, or they're just hearing about something for the first time that feels really scary, this actually makes my job a lot easier.
More and more research is showing how art can impact human health and emotions. In one recent study, surgery patients who had a picture of a landscape on their wall didn't require as much pain medication, and they were discharged earlier than those who didn't. And Allen says that other studies have shown that doing art activities has a host of benefits.
The common themes that come with these studies are reduced stress, reduced evidence of depression, better cancer pain control in particular, better well-being associated with your chronic disease.
And so Allen's patients don't just look at art on her office walls. They also can do art therapy, things like visual journaling. Rigney helps co-teach some of these sessions with Emily Hightower, an integrative health coach. Hightower says that people benefit from art therapy because of the physical nature of it.
We are doers, and in our culture, we've become consumers rather than creators. So to move your hands through these materials, that's active therapy that's not just preventative, it's activating whole brain health now.
Allen says this multisensory approach is critical when treating chronic diseases. She'd like to see more research on art and music therapy, because she says just prescribing a drug for someone with a chronic disease is rarely the answer.
And we're very good at that as physicians. We're very good at prescribing medicine. We're not very good at just stopping, listening, trying to understand what else might help someone when everything else has failed.
It's just soothing. They feel it. And that's where what I've found fascinating.
Studies prove what Rigney learned on her own while making Brainwaves.
Each time I'm starting a new piece, I always used to just say, you know, please let this bring the sense of peace and tranquility that it brings to me to others.
By placing these calming pieces throughout the office, Allen has prescribed art as a part of the treatment for all her patients. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.